Harper Audio presents The Heart of Christianity, Rediscovering a Life of Faith by Marcus J. Borg, read for you by John Pruden. Preface. What does it mean to be Christian today? What is the heart of Christianity? What does it mean to be a Christian today? In this book, I describe two quite different answers to this question. The first is an earlier version of Christianity, the second, an emerging version. Both are present in the churches of North America today, deeply dividing Christians. We live in a time of conflict and change in the church. I write with both conviction and passion. The conviction, Christianity makes sense. In my own life, this conviction took time to develop. For about 20 years, from my mid-teens to mid-30s, Christianity did not make much sense to me, largely for intellectual reasons. The form of Christianity that I learned in my childhood ceased to be persuasive. For some time now, I have been convinced that there are no serious intellectual obstacles to being Christian. There is a way of seeing Christianity that makes persuasive and compelling sense of life in the broadest sense, a way of seeing reality and our lives in relationship to what is real, a way of seeing God, our relationship to God, and the path of transformation. The sacrifice that Christianity asks of us is not ultimately a sacrifice of the intellect. The passion. To communicate this way of seeing to those for whom an earlier understanding of Christianity makes little or no sense. They number in the millions. Some have left the church, becoming part of what Episcopal Bishop John Shelby Spong aptly calls the Church Alumni AE Association. Others remain within the church but struggle with the beliefs they learned in childhood. They either think they should believe them or they reject them without having anything to put in their place. And some, especially many under 40, have never been involved in the church and find little in Christianity that attracts them, but often are hungry for a source of meaning and values. For the past few centuries, this earlier way of seeing Christianity, what I call an earlier paradigm, has been shared in common by most Christians in Western culture. It remains a major voice within North American Christianity, perhaps still the majority voice. As I explain more fully in Chapter 1, this earlier way of being Christian views the Bible as the unique revelation of God, emphasizes its literal meaning, and sees the Christian life as centered in believing now for the sake of salvation later, believing in God, the Bible, and Jesus as the way to heaven. Typically, it has also seen Christianity as the only true religion. The second way of seeing Christianity, the emerging paradigm, has been developing for over 100 years and has recently become a major grassroots movement within mainline denominations. Positively, it is the product of Christianity's encounter with the modern and postmodern world, including science, historical scholarship, religious pluralism, and cultural diversity. Less positively, it is the product of our awareness of how Christianity has contributed to racism, sexism, nationalism, exclusivism, and other harmful ideologies. This book seeks to describe this emerging way of seeing Christianity. It is written primarily for people for whom the earlier vision of Christianity no longer works. In this time of change and conflict within the church, what is the heart of Christianity? What is most central to an authentic Christianity and Christian life today? This book is personal in more than one sense. On the one hand, it comes out of my own Christian journey. I have lived through the changes I describe, and over the years, a persuasive and compelling vision of Christianity has emerged in my own life. On the other hand, it comes out of my experiences of lecturing to more than 200 Christian groups throughout North America over the past decade. Initially, because I was known as a historical Jesus scholar, I was invited to lecture about Jesus. But not surprisingly, my audiences were interested not only in what historians were saying about Jesus, but how this connected with larger questions of the Christian life: God, faith, the Bible, biblical authority, atonement, resurrection, the creed, prayer, ethics, Christianity, and other religions, and so forth. Their interest in Jesus was part of a larger interest in the meaning of Christianity itself. Learning from my audiences, I have increasingly over the years been addressing these larger questions. The experience has been both educational and encouraging. It has been educational in that I have learned which issues are most central in the struggle to move from an earlier and unpersuasive vision of Christianity to one that satisfies both head and heart.